Your faithfulness will endure throughout generations.
我们感谢你看顾我们每天的生活。
We thank you for guiding our daily lives.
我们也感谢你带领我们这一次的灵恩布道会。
We also thank you for guiding our spiritual cultivation.
我们在今天安息圣日啊，大家来到你的面前。
This Holy Sabbath, we come in front of you.
啊，让我们能够用虔诚的心啊，一起来敬拜你。
Let us use a revering heart to worship you.
啊，主啊，我们求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
God, we ask you to move your spirit among us.
啊，来带领我们今天早上的聚会。
And guide our service this morning.
也让我们来领受主你所应许的祝福。
And so that we can have the blessings that you have granted us.
我们在座也有啊一些慕道朋友。
Among us, there are some friends.
我们也求主能够开启我们的心窍。
We ask God to open our hearts.
啊，让我们能够明白圣经的真理。
Allowing us to understand the truth in the Bible.
有时候我们生命当中觉得有失落感。
Sometimes we feel disappointed in our lives.
啊，因为我们人啊离开了神。
Because we have deviated from God.
我们失落了平安。
We have lost our peace.
也失落了依靠。
And we have lost our reliance.
也失落了神的爱。
And we have lost your love.
但是今天你呼唤着我们。
But today you call us.
啊，来引导我们。
To guide us.
让我们能够回到父的面前。
So that we can come before you again.
因为你用永远的爱来爱我们。
Because you use the everlasting love to love us.
你用你的慈爱吸引我们。
You use your mercy and compassion to love us.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Because your love is wide, deep.
我们也恳求主，你不断地引导我们前面的路程。
Lord, we ask you earnestly to continue to guide our steps.
啊，让我们每天都能够行在主的光明当中。
Allowing us to be able to do according to your light.
啊，让我们的生命能够恩上加恩，力上加力。
So that in our lives that we have strength over strength.
啊，我们在聚会之前向你这样祷告。
And before the service, we pray in such a way.
啊，愿荣耀归给主的名。
May all the glory be unto your name.
恩惠平安归于我们在座的每一位。
And grace and peace and blessings be with all of us.
啊，哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，感谢主啊，非常欢迎我们各位父老兄姐啊来参加今天的灵恩会。
Thank the Lord that we have all the different brothers and sisters, elderly and the young among us.
啊，我们在座也有很多朋友啊，都拨空啊来参加今天的聚会。
We also have brothers and sisters who take time to come to the service with us.
啊，愿天上的真神啊，我们的救主耶稣基督啊，赐福给大家。
May God in heaven grant everyone blessings and grace.
啊，我们早上来跟大家谈啊，从井水到活水。
This morning, I'd like to use a topic from well to living water.
啊，我们来看啊，约翰福音第四章。
Let us turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
啊，约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
第四章第七节
John chapter 4 verse 7、
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城去买食物去了。撒玛利亚妇人对她说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人跟撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他必早给你活水。妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗将这井留给我们，从啊他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？啊，看十三节。
Let us continue to read verse 13.
耶稣回答说：“还喝这水的，还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。 我所赐的水要在他里面成为泉源，直到永生。这一段圣经就是在讲井水跟活水。
This passage talks about the well, the water in the well, and the living water.
主耶稣来到世上。
Jesus came onto this earth.
他道成肉身。
He came in flesh.
他跟我们同在。
And he dwells among us.
也把神应许的福气要赐给每一个人。
And he granted everyone blessings that God has promised.
所以当他传福音来到这个雅各井旁的时候，
When he went to preach beside the well of Jacob,
遇到一个妇人，
he met a woman.
她刚好在打水。
And at the moment, the woman was trying to get some water.
那主耶稣就跟她要水喝。
So Jesus asked her for some water to drink.
口渴的时候需要水喝。
When we're thirsty, we need water.
但是主耶稣在这里跟他谈井水的时候，
But when Jesus was talking to her about the well,
这个妇人就讲了，
The Samaritan woman said,
犹太人跟撒玛利亚人没有来往，你怎么跟我要水喝呢？
Since the Jews and Samaritans do not associate with each other, why do you ask me for water?
福音是神普及万民的。
Gospel is for everyone.
主耶稣来到世上，
When Jesus came to this earth,
要跟人同得福音的好处。
He wants to share the good news of gospel with everyone.
虽然犹太人跟撒玛利亚人没有来往，
Although the Jews and Samaritans do not associate with each other,
但是我们知道神的爱是跟人没有阻隔的。
But we know that there's no separation between human and man due to God's love.
因为福音是没有隔墙的。
Because there is no wall for the gospel.
今天我们常常说要尊重人权。
Today we say we respect human rights.
圣经是非常尊重人权的。
And the Bible respects human rights.
因为神的爱不分哪一种人。
Because God's love does notDistinguish between which kind of people.
福音就是要救一切相信的人。
Because the gospel is to save everyone.
所以我们今天传福音也是一样，没有来往的要来往。
So when we preach the gospel, we should associate with different people.
我们对每一个人都要去接纳他。
We need to try to accept everyone.
主耶稣在这边跟他谈道理。
Jesus was trying to preach to this Samaritan woman.
是要井水喝。
And he also asked her for water to drink.
后来主耶稣对她说啊。
Later on, Jesus said to her,
你如果知道神的恩赐，
If you know the gift of God,
和跟你讲话的是谁，
And you know whom you're speaking to,
你就会向他求。
Then you will ask him for something.
他会给你活水。
And he will give you living water.
井水跟活水。
Water,is different than the living water.
水是我们生命所必须的。
Water is a necessity in our lives.
我们在生活当中，
In our daily lives,
水虽然是最简单，但是它非常非常的重要。
Although it's the most simple thing, but it's one of the most important things.
我有几次到印度的时候，
Often, on occasions, I went to India.
我身边都会带一瓶水。
I will always carry a bottle of water with me.
因为水太重要了。
Because water is so important.
因为那个地方太热了。
And that place is so hot.
每天都是45度。
It's very high in temperature.
所以你不断在流汗。
Constantly you perspire.
而且你会觉得水对你的这个生活是很重要。
You also feel that water is important to your lives.
所以水代表着人生活当中不可缺少的东西。
So water represents something that humans can not need every day.
你没有水不能喝汽油啊。
If you don't have water, you cannot drink gasoline.
这个水它是不可替代的。
Water is something that cannot substitute anything.
水是神的恩赐。
Water is a gift from God.
因为没有水， 人不能生存。
Because without water, humans cannot live.
所以圣经说啊，神爱世人。
So the Bible says God loves the human beings.
把他降义给义人，给不义的人。
He gives rain to unrighteous and to the righteous.
所以我们今天啊，阳光、空气、雨水。都是神的恩典呢。
So today, the sunshine, the rain, and the air is a gift from God.
所以叫做神的恩赐。
And this is why it's the grace of God.
那井水代表什么？
So what is the water of the well?
我们的肉体。
This.
我们过着物质的生活，需要井水。
When we live in this human flesh, we need the water from the well.
我们肉体上的需要，需要井水。
For our fleshly needs, we need this water from the well.
但是人心灵上的生活啊，需要活水。
But for our spiritual water in our daily lives, we need the living water.
啊，井水是属世的，活水是属灵的。
The water from the well is of this world, but this living water is spiritual.
那井水是外在的，活水是内在的。
And this water of the well is something that is materialistic. However, this living water is internal.
啊，所以我们今天在生命里面。
So in our daily lives.
有人是看重井水，忽略了活水。
Some people, they emphasize more on the water of the well rather than the living water.
啊，他只追求拥有一个水罐子。
They only need this bottle of water.
啊，二十八节这样说。
Verse 28 says this.
那个妇人就留下水罐子。
And the woman left the water jar.
水罐子是有限的。
Water jar is something that is limited.
但是天上的神要赐给你的是泉源。
But what God wants to give us is the living water that goes on forever.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
所以我们恩典真理从耶稣来。
So this grace and the truth comes from Jesus.
我们从他领受，而且恩上加恩。
Through him we receive grace over grace.
啊，人常常忽略神的恩典。
Oftentimes people they ignore the grace of God.
只想拥有水罐子。
They only want this water jar.
那如果你生活在神的爱里面，生活在神的恩典当中，你就会知道这个泉源在哪里。
If we live in God's grace and God's love, then we know where the living water is.
所以井水的生活跟活水的生活代表两种人不同的生活。
So living by the water in the well and by living water are two types of lives.
今天世界上的人当然都是过井水的生活。
The people in this world oftentimes live by the lives of the water in the well.
因为生活中需要努力，需要打拼。
Because in our daily lives, we need to strive to make a living.
我们今天信了耶稣，也是要过井水的生活。
Today, when we believe in Jesus, we still have to live it by the living of water by the well.
啊，因为我们为了生活也要工作。
Because we need to earn a living, we need to work.
啊，我们也要努力。
We need to strive hard.
但是我们今天因为信耶稣，所以我们有井水的生活。
Because, however,
有活水的生活。
Today we believe in Jesus, we have the lives of living water.
啊，我们更能够去了解这个活水在哪里。
We can now truly understand where this living water is.
啊，这个井水的生活是乐园外的生活。
And this water in the well is a type of lives outside the Garden of Eden.
神造人的时候，
when God created man,
将人安置在伊甸园里面，
He placed them in the Garden of Eden.
啊，神赐福给人，
He blessed them.
园中的果树都可以随意吃，
They can eat any fruit on any tree in this garden.
这是神的恩赐，
This is the gift of God.
人生活在神的恩典里面，
And human beings live under the grace of God.
啊，但是当始祖犯罪以后，
But when our ancestors sinned,
被赶出乐园了，
they've been casted out of this garden.
啊，他就过着井水的生活了。
So they live by the standard of the water of the well.
因为人要汗流满面才能吃饱。
Because they need to perspire in order to get the food they eat.
要去取井水，要努力。
They have to strive. They have to make their best effort in order to earn a living.
要流汗。
They have to sweat.
所以这个妇人就说了。
So this woman said.
十一节。
Verse 11.
妇人说：“先生啊，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水？我们的祖宗雅各将这个井留给我们，他自己儿子和牲畜都喝这井里的水。哦”这里说井又深。
Here says the well is deep.
要有打水的器具。
You need to have the equipment to get the water.
所以我们生活啊，要有打水的器具。
So in our daily lives, we need to have the equipment to draw the water.
所以我们每个人都有他的才能。
Everyone has their own gifts.
都有凭着他的智慧、他的能力、他的方法。
They have their wisdom, and they can do what they can in necessary situations.
在取井水。
This is drawing water.
那因为这个井水啊，祖宗留下来的。
Because this well was left by the ancestor.
所以他们常常为了取井水啊，会相争。
So oftentimes when they want to draw water from the well, they start arguing.
就像以撒的时候也是一样。
Just when the time of Isaac.
其实人世间就是争来争去的。
Actually, in human beings argue with each other for something.
也会彼此觉得这个不公平啊，所以会有纷争。
And because they think it's unfair, so they start arguing about something.
那人去取井水，当然就是因为渴了嘛，所以要再取井水。
So people, they go draw water because they're thirsty.
所以渴了就取，喝了又渴。
So they go draw water to quench their thirst, then they get thirsty again.
人就是这样劳苦愁烦，汗流满面。
This is the life of human, full of labor.
所以生活中就是不断这样劳苦，这样一直延续下去。
So in our lives, it's a cycle of hard labor.
但是喝了井水啊，你不能得到满足。
But after drinking the water from the well, you cannot be satisfied.
所以井水的生活就是日光之下的劳碌。
So living by the water in the well is actually toiling under the sun.
这个所罗门王说啊，他用智慧查看天下万事。
So King Solomon used his wisdom to see everything on this world.
他看到神让人经验的是极重的劳苦。
What he saw was that God had put man under hard labor.
但是他觉得说劳碌捕风。
But it's as if it's catching the wind.
到后来又是虚空。
Everything is vanity.
但是一个人最重要的要享受神的恩赐。
But the most important is for one to actually enjoy God's gift.
否则在生命中心灵不能得到满足。
Or else, this person cannot be satisfied within their hearts.
我们看传道书。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做一切事，乃知神叫世人所经验是极重的劳苦。我见日光之下所做一切的事都是虚空，都是捕风。这个井水啊，喝了还会渴。
After drinking the water from the well, we become thirsty again.
那我们今天要得的是活水。
So today we want to actually draw the living water.
活水是神的恩赐。
Living water is a gift from God.
看第五章。
Let us look at
十八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 18.
我所见为善为美，就是人在神是他一生的日子吃喝，享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。神赐给人子财丰富，使他能以吃用，取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。因为有人劳碌中没有喜乐。
Sometimes when people toil, they are not happy of their toil.
劳碌中没有满足。
In their toil, they gain no satisfaction.
劳碌中的吃喝得不到益处。
The eating and the drinking within their toil, they do not benefit from it.
所以同样是吃喝，但是要有喜乐啊。
So when you eat and drink, you should also have happiness.
我们同样过物质肉体的生活，但是要有心灵的满足啊。
We need to, even though we live in this material world and we need to eat and drink, but we should still feel satisfied within our hearts.
比如说我们餐厅哦，有那个吃到饱的。
For instance, in restaurants, there are buffets.
本来吃跟喝是可以很享受、很快乐的。
Originally, it should be that eating and drinking is a happy thing.
但是因为既然吃到饱嘛，不吃又可惜，就撑到饱。
So a person is not satisfied because it's a buffet. They feel that they cannot satisfy themselves with food and drink, even though they're full.
因为已经花钱了，不多吃又可惜。
Because they've already spent the money, so they feel that it's wasting their money if they don't eat more.
结果就没有节制了。
So there is lack of control.
虽然吃的肉体很饱足，
although in their physical body they're full.
可是在心灵上还是有一个负担。
But there's a burden within inside them.
其实肉体也是负担。
It's also a burden for the physical body.
所以我以前听过一个信徒这样说。
So I once heard a member said.
那是在台湾的了。
This was in Taiwan.
因为台湾也是有这种吃的。
There's also
199块台币哈，吃到饱，199吃到饱。
There's also buffet restaurants in Taiwan for 199 NT, you can fill your stomach to the.
结果吃到后来变成119，送那个救护车，我们这边是911哈，送那个救护车是119啊。
So they fill,
送到医院去了。
They fill their stomach to the point that they have to call 119, which is an emergency number in Taiwan.
因为身体受不了了。
Because their body cannot take it.
所以没有快乐。
So there was no gladness, happiness.
所以我们今天要生活在神的恩赐里面。
So today, to live in the grace of God.
我们在井水的生活当中。
Within this living in the water of, in the well.
要去追求这个活水的泉源。
We need to pursue this living water.
日光之下是虚空，劳碌捕风。
Under the sun, everything is chased after the wind.
但是你要去领受那个日光之上的福分，就是神的恩典。
But we need to enjoy the blessing that is above the sun, which is God's blessing.
所以渴了再喝，喝了再渴，就是这样，人就是这样子。
So when we're thirsty, we drink again, and when we're thirsty again, we drink again.
所以有人吃喝没有享受神的恩赐。
So some people eat and drink without enjoying God's gift.
有的吃到后来要减回。
Some people, they eat and drink to the point where they have to go on diets.
那何苦呢?
So why start in the beginning?
赚了钱又跟医生分一半。
If you earn the money, you have to share this money with the doctor.
本来可以自己享受啊。
Originally, you can enjoy all this by yourself.
所以吃喝也要健康，也要快乐。
So when you eat and you drink, you need to be glad in your heart.
所以人的生命啊，在生活当中应该要懂得这个活水的泉源。
So in our daily lives we need to understand the importance of this living water.
那因为人就是不满足了。
But because we humans cannot satisfy our hearts.
所以伊索寓言里面有个故事。
So in the Aesop's fable it says,
说有一只狐狸啊，到那个葡萄园去的时候。
There once was a fox who went to a vineyard.
因为他想要进葡萄园去吃葡萄。
Because he wanted to go to the vineyard to eat some grapes.
但是因为太胖了。
But because it's too fat.
所以就减回三天。
So it went on diet for 3 days.
让自己苗条一点。
Allowing itself to be leaner.
结果他就进去葡萄园了。
So he was able to enter into the vineyard.
就大吃大喝。
And he ate to his its fullest.
葡萄好吃啊。
Because the grape is delicious.
但是等到他吃了以后，
But after he ate, or it ate,
不赶快出来不行啊！
The fox thought,
等一下这个园主发现啊，就把我抓去杀了。
What if the owner found him, would catch him and kill him?
我要赶快出来。
He wants to come out.
可是因为又胖了。
But the fox became fat again.
所以他又在园子里面又捡回三天。
So within the vineyard, it tried to get lean again.
然后让自己苗条一点。再跑出来。
I tried to be leaner in order to escape and come out.
其实肉体的吃喝很有限的。
So So we can see that drinking and eating in the physical body is very limited.
重要的是心灵的满足跟喜乐。
The most important is this spiritual or inner satisfaction.
所以我们常常说健康是恩典，平安是福气。
So we often say that having a good health is actually a blessing, and having peace is also a blessing.
那我们年轻人都很健康。
And the youth are very healthy.
也很有活力。
They're full of vitality.
大家都一直拼哦。
Everyone, they try strive to their utmost limit.
忙得像陀螺一样，没有自己。
They are so busy to the point they're like camels. They have no self-realization.
哦、所以以前有人这样说
So before someone said、
哦、说要拼才会赢
If you put your best effort then you will win、
哦、所以就一直拼、哦、
So they continue to labor
但是拼到后来
And they labored to their utmost、limit、
哎、发现这样不对
They feel that this was not good for them
后来变成说、哎、会赢才去拼
And later they discover that they, in order they win, then they will strive their best.
所以稍微调整一下自己的脚步。
So they learn to adjust their daily lives.
但是因为人常常就是不满足啦。
But oftentimes that people, they are not filled in their hearts.
所以就是过着井水的生活。
They often live by the standard of the water in the well.
啊，没有过着活水的生活。
They don't live in the standard of the living water.
我们看传道书第五章。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes.
啊，第十节。
Chapter 5, verse 10.
啊，贪爱银子的不因银子知足，贪爱丰富不因利益知足，这也是虚空。货物增添，吃的人也增添，物主得到什么益处？不过眼睛看看而已。劳碌的人不能不啊、不拘吃多吃少睡得香甜富足的人丰满却不容他睡觉看第六章
Let's look at
第七节
Chapter 6 verse 7、
啊、人的劳碌都是为口腹心里却不知足一个人如果能知足、啊、他就会长乐
If a man can be satisfied then they can be happy
那不知足、啊、就会计较
If you are not content, then you will always argue.
常常就让人有一种相争。
So if we live by the standard of the water and the well, then we will argue with other people.
会去拼，会去比较。
We will try to compare and we will try to argue with other people.
没有，还要有，有了，还要再有。
If we don't have, then we want. And if we already have, then we want more.
所以有一次啊，这个新加坡啊，有写了一篇文章这样说啊。
So there was an article in the newspaper of Singapore.
他说一二三四五的人生。
It talks about the life of one, two, three, lifestyle of one, two, three, four, five.
就是说现代人生活当中。
So this tells us that nowadays the in the daily lives of people.
他是在描述这个新加坡的生活了。
It describes the people in the Singaporeans.
他说一二三四五的人生。
This talks about one, two, three, four, five living style.
一就是说娶一个太太。
First is to marry, get married, and have a spouse.
二就是生两个小孩。
Two is to have two kids.
三就是说拼一间有三个房间的房屋。
Three is to labor and buy purchase a house that has three rooms.
那四就是说有四个轮子的车子。
Four is to have a car with four wheels.
那五就是说最起码也有五个数字以上的存款。
Five is to have money in bank account with five digits, and this is the basic.
那人常常也是这样，基本的生活一二三四五。
And human, they have this type of lifestyle: one, two, three, four, five.
但是真的，你到五的时候又觉得不够，要六七八九十。
Oftentimes, when we reach five, we don't think it's enough, and we want six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
那因为一二三四五还不够。
Because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is not enough for us.
因为在井水的生活里面。
Because we are living by the standard of water the well.
不断的去争取。
Then we will continue to strive for more.
所以就会很多负担、烦恼、忧虑。
We have a lot of burden, a lot of worries and anxiety.
啊，这也是难免的。
And this is unavoidable.
但是我们如果敬畏神啊。
But if we fear God.
你就会发现。
Then we will discover.
我们的生命不是只过井水的生活。
That we do not live by only the standard of the water in the well.
我们还要追求活水的生活。
We need to live by the standard of living water.
所以主耶稣说啊。
So Jesus said.
人若赚得全世界。
If one can gain the whole world.
你如果赔上自己的生命有什么益处。
What good is a man who earns the whole world but loses life.
因为生命啊不在乎家道丰富啦。
Because wealth or life does not depend on wealth.
有时候我们为了拼命啊，把命都卖掉了。
Sometimes we strive to gain more that we lose our lives.
把健康、
health,
把家庭都卖掉了。
We lose our family.
这个是可惜的。
This is pitiful.
我们来看《路加福音》。
Let us turn to Luke.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
路加福音的十二章
Luke chapter 12
十五节
verse 15
十二章十五节
Luke chapter 12 verse 15
耶稣对众人说你们要谨慎自守免去一切的贪心因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富十六节
16
耶稣用比喻对他们说一个财主田产丰盛自己心里思想我的 出产没有地方收藏怎么办呢又说我要这么办把我的仓房拆了另外盖更大的在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物
19
然后对我的灵魂说灵魂啊你有许多财物积存可做多年的会用只管安安逸逸吃喝快乐吧
20
神却对他说无知的人今天晚上要你的灵魂你所积预备的归给谁呢还为自己积财在神面前不富足的也是这样这个财主圣经说是无知
This rich man is ignorant
其实以人的角度来讲他是聪明的
Yet in the perspective of human he is a very wise man
因为他很殷勤有理想会计划
Because he has vision and he's diligent and he can plan
但是人的生命只是用物质去满足吗
But is a person's life measured by the wealth that he has
虽然你积存很多
Although you actually treasured a lot.
可是你说你的说灵魂啊，你可以安安逸逸吃喝快乐。
You tell your soul that you can just be drink and be merry.
啊，但是心灵啊，有时候不是物质可以满足的。
Yet our spiritual soul is not easily satisfied.
所以阿摩斯先知这样讲。
So Prophet Amos said,
说末后的时代，人饥饿不是没有饼，口渴不是没有水。
That people they hunger because there's no food, and thirst not because there's no water.
啊，是因为没有神的话。
Because they have no words of God.
所以真正要满足你的心灵。
So in order to satisfy your heart,
你要在神的面前富足。
You need to be rich in Jesus.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
今天神要这个财主的灵魂。
That God wants the life of this rich man.
啊，那他积存的归给谁呢？
So all that he has gathered, who it belongs to who later on?
所以我们人常常啊，想要拥有某种东西。
So oftentimes humans want certain things.
啊，但是我们要懂得啊，生活在神的恩典里面。
But we also need to learn how to live under the grace of God.
如果你所拥有的。
If we have what we have,
你没有把神摆在前面,
and we do not put God as our priority,
其实你拥有的是不够的。
Whatever we have is not enough for us.
啊，同样是一，如果摆在零的后面，就显得微小。
If you put one behind zero, then it seems minute.
那可能是0.0001。
Perhaps it's 0.001.
但是你如果把神摆在前面
But if you put God in front,
你这个一摆在零的前面
And if you put one in front of the zero,
那你后面的零因为有前面的一 就会觉得是丰富的，是充足的。
Because you have the one in front of all these zeros, then you will feel your life is very full.
因为这个活水是泉源啊。
Because this living water is a water that will go on forever.
哦，所以这个妇人，当主耶稣跟他谈论这个活水的时候。
So when Jesus was talking to this woman next to the well,
主耶稣对他说啊。
Jesus said to this woman,
啊，看约翰福音。
Let us turn back to John chapter
第四章
chapter 4,
第十五节
verse 15.
约翰福音四章十五节
John chapter 4 verse 15.
妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用跑这么远来打水。”耶稣说：“你叫你的丈夫也到这里。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你没有丈夫是不错。”你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。啊，这边告诉我们一件主耶稣跟这个妇人的交谈。
This talks about the conversation of Jesus and the woman.
啊，主耶稣知道人的心。
Jesus knows the hearts of man.
也知道人的情况。
And he also knows people's situation.
他也知道人的过去。
They also know the past of this person.
啊，这个妇人她个人的事情，她当然不会讲出来。
Of course, this woman would not tell her thoughts to Jesus.
但是主耶稣他无所不知。
But Jesus is omniscient.
啊，他说：“你去叫你的丈夫来。”
Jesus told her, "Go call your husband."
这个妇人说：“我没有丈夫啊。”
This woman said, "I have no husband."
主耶稣说：“你没有丈夫，不错。”
Jesus said, "You're right when you say you have no husband."
但是你有五个丈夫。
But you have had five husbands.
你现在有的不是你的丈夫。
And the man you now have is not your husband.
啊，丈夫就是依靠。
Husband is reliance.
啊，当然，今天家庭，啊，这个夫妻的生活啊，当然就是互相扶持，啊，彼此依靠。
Today in the modern society, a couple they rely on each other in their daily living.
主耶稣不是否定我们的家庭。
Jesus does not deny our family.
主耶稣透过这个妇人啊，去引发我们去思考一个问题。
Through this woman, Jesus wants us to think about a question.
啊，丈夫就是依靠。
Husband is a source of reliance.
这个妇人，她说她没有丈夫。
This woman said she had no husband.
其实她没有依靠。
So actually, she has no reliance.
主耶稣说：“你有五个丈夫。”
Jesus said, "You have had five husbands."
她已经靠过五个丈夫了。
She had relied on five different husbands.
她五个依靠，现在的依靠也不是她真正的依靠。
She had five reliance, and now this reliance is not really her true reliance.
其实人要过着活水的生活。
Actually, people need to live by the standard of the living water.
当然，我们在世上，丈夫是你的依靠。
Of course, on this world, husband is your reliance.
你要好好爱丈夫，爱儿女。
Wives must love husband and their children.
啊，经营你的家庭。
And manage the family.
啊，来建立你的生活。
And to build your lives.
但是在我们的信仰上，你的心灵上。
But in our faith, inside our spiritual heart,
你真正的依靠在哪里？
Where is our true reliance?
今天有的人一生当中就是以学问做依靠。
Sometimes people they think of knowledge as their reliance.
哦，那这个学问就是他的丈夫啊。
This knowledge is the husband.
啊，读书不是不重要。
It's not that studying is not important.
读书非常重要。
Study is very important.
学问也是重要。
Knowledge is also very important.
你看摩西、保罗都是很有学问的。
If we look at Moses and Paul, they're all very knowledgeable.
那是我们生活当中我们需要去学习的。
But in our daily lives, we need to learn something different.
但是你读书当中，你不要忘记信仰。
So in our studies, we must not forget our faith.
所以有一个啊，这个太空博士啊。
There was an astronaut.
啊，他说他到美国的时候。
He said when he came to the U.S.
他妈妈送给他一本圣经。
His mother gave him a Bible.
他一直记在心里。
He kept this in his heart.
因为他妈妈在圣经上面写了三句话。
Because on this or inside his Bible, his mother wrote three phrases.
啊，信仰第一，健康第二，学问第三。
Faith is number one, health is number two, and knowledge is number three.
但是我们人常常会把它倒过来。
But oftentimes we humans that we switch these orders.
哎，学问第一，健康第二，信仰第三。
That our knowledge is number one, our health is number two, faith is number three.
这个就是你要去思考的了。
This is something we need to ponder on.
那有的人他会以金钱做依靠。
Sometimes people, they think of wealth as their reliance.
啊，有钱能使鬼推磨。
They think that having wealth will solve everything.
但是钱不是万能的。
But money is not all powerful.
但是没钱也万万不能。
But it's also necessary to have some money.
所以人要有钱。
So people need to have money.
你才能够生活啊。
Then you can have a living.
所以要去赚钱。
So that's why you need to work.
但是钱不是万能的。
But money is not all powerful.
你还是要依靠这一位全能的神。
We still need to rely on this all powerful God.
有些东西不是钱可以换回来的。
There are things that money cannot exchange or buy.
也不是他可以买的。
Nor can you buy with money.
所以你真正的依靠要靠神啊。
So our true reliance is God.
有些东西你钱买不到。
There are some things you cannot purchase with money.
你可以买药。
You can purchase medicine.
但是你不一定买得到健康。
But you cannot purchase health.
你可以买到很好的房屋。
You can purchase a house.
但是你可以买到一个很幸福的家庭吗？
But can you buy a very happy family?
哎，你必须要以神做你的依靠。
You need to have God as your main source of reliance.
你就会得着他。
Then you will have.
有的人用人做依靠。
Some people they rely on other people.
哎，靠君王。
They rely on kings.
啊，靠权势。
They on authority, power.
可是君王也会过去。
But kings they all pass away.
所以那不是真正的。
So that's not true reliance.
也不是永远的依靠。
And it's not everlasting reliance.
所以世人就是很多的依靠。
So there are a lot of reliances for human beings.
就像这个妇人一样。
Just like this woman.
啊，一个靠一个，一个靠一个。
We rely on one after the other.
可是耶稣说啊，你现在所依靠的不是你真正依靠啊。
But Jesus says that the man you have now is not your true reliance.
你真正的依靠是神啊。
Your true reliance is God.
真的神才是你的依靠。
God is your reliance.
所以后来主耶稣跟他讲。
So Jesus told her.
说妇人啊，你要信我。
Says you have to believe me.
时候到了。
Time has come.
看二十一节。
Let us look at verse 21.
耶稣说：“妇人啊，你当信我，时候到了。
”Believe me, woman, a time is coming.
拜父不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
When you worship the Father, neither on this mountain.
你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道。
Nor in Jerusalem.
啊，所以二十四节说，拜神要用心灵跟诚实。
So therefore, this is why in verse 24, we have to worship God. God is spirit, and His worship must worship Him in spirit and truth.
所以诗篇一百二十一篇说，我要向山举目啊。
So in Psalm 121 says that I will raise my eyes up to the mountains.
哎，我的帮助从哪里来？
Where does my help come from?
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
My help comes from the Creator God.
在你的生活当中。
In your daily lives.
你要找到真神。
You need to find the true God.
这一位主耶稣就是你的依靠。
This Jesus is your true reliance.
我们有地上的生活。
We have our daily living.
我们需要去取井水。
We need to gather the water in the well.
这是人的本分。
This is our duty.
我们不能懒惰。
We cannot be indolent.
但是我们不要失去了活水的恩典。
But we cannot lose this grace of living water.
一个人如果失去了神的恩赐，
If one loses the grace of God,
他会有失落感。
They will feel very disappointed.
他失落了神的爱。
Sense of loss.
他失落在罪恶当中。
They're lost in sin.
他也失落了平安。
Lost also peace.
他也会失落了啊，这个依靠。
Lost of reliance.
更会失去了喜乐。
This person will also lose happiness.
我们生命里面有一个空缺。
There is an emptiness in our hearts.
需要神来弥补你。
We need God to fill this emptiness.
我们有时候用人的方法。
Sometimes we use human methods.
其实还是很有限。
But this is still limited.
我们人是有限的。
Because our human beings are limited.
所以有一个病人去找医生。
There was a sick person who went to the doctor.
因为他晚上都睡不着。
Because this person could not fall asleep at night.
常常没有快乐。
And was unhappy.
啊，很多烦恼。
A lot of anxiety.
很多忧虑。
A lot of worries.
医生告诉他。
The doctor tells this person.
啊，说亲爱的病人啊。
Dear patient.
你烦恼那么多啊。
You have so much worries.
啊，把自己的压力减轻一点。
Why don't you reduce some of your stress?
心情啊，放松一点。
And relax yourself.
你哦，出去散散步。
Go out and walk around.
最近我们这边啊有啊这个马戏团来表演。
There recently there's a circus that came to our city.
啊，那里面有个小丑啊，很会演戏。
You should go see the clown, and the clown is pretty good.
啊，他会制造笑料。
He will make some jokes, make you laugh. Go see the clown.
可能会让自己轻松一点。
Perhaps you will feel more relaxed.
啊，这个病人很无奈地对医生说。
And so this patient said to the side and said to the doctor.
说医生啊，那个小丑就是我。
Said, oh, doctor, that clown is me.
有时候我们让人家笑。
Sometimes we make other people laugh.
可是内心的苦啊，没有人知道。
But no one knows the sorrow within our hearts.
他虽然去找医生。
Although this person went to the doctor.
医生有看过那个小丑的表演。
And this doctor has seen the acts of this clown.
他不知道这个小丑就在他的眼前。
He didn't know this clown was right in front of him.
人常常很矛盾。
Sometimes human beings, they have struggles within their hearts.
这就是人的软弱。
This is the weakness of human beings.
因为我们在井水里面。
Because we are living in the well water.
我们还是会渴啊。
We will become thirsty again.
所以我们需要神所赐的活水。
So we need this living water granted by God.
所以我们的生活当中啊，要有神同在。
So in our daily lives, we need the guidance of God.
如果神在你的当中。
If God is among us.
成为你的帮助
and has become our reliance,
因为你有真正的依靠
because we have this true reliance,
你无论在哪里
no matter where we are,
你会觉得你的心灵有平安有喜乐
we will feel this peace within our hearts,
啊，今天的人就是有这种缺乏
and the people nowadays have this kind of lacking,
所以我们要仰望主
so we need to look up to God.
有一次我到这个监狱里面去。
One time I went to visit in jails.
啊，因为我们教会啊有在某一个监狱啊传福音。
Because our church has a ministry where we would preach in the prisons.
啊，我到那个监狱啊走了三趟。
I went to this prison to visit three times.
啊，看到很多。这个犯人啊，被关在监牢里面。
I saw a lot of prisoners in this prison.
啊，我们教导他唱诗，教导他祷告，教他读圣经。
We taught them how to pray, how to sing hymn, and how to read the Bible.
啊，他们个个都理光头。
All of them shaved their heads.
啊，都啊很顺服的就坐在那边听道理。
And very submissively they sit there and listen to the sermon.
啊，我们也告诉他。
We also tell them.
啊，今天你虽然关在这里。
Although you're locked here in the prison.
这是你的肉身。
This is your physical body.
但是你的心灵啊，可以因为耶稣你得到自由。
But because of Jesus, you're inside, you will be released and have true freedom.
你的心可以因为耶稣得到释放。
Because of Jesus, your heart can be released.
只要你亲近他。
If you draw near to him.
那我们今天我们是没有关在监牢。
Today we are not locked in the prison.
但是我们有的人内心是关在监牢。
But oftentimes our hearts are locked inside jail.
所以世界上有四种人。
So there are four types of people in this world.
第一种就是肉身坐监牢，心也坐监牢。
The first type is that their physical body and their heart are all in the prison.
第二种就是肉身做监牢，心灵不做监牢。
Second type is that they have the physical body is in the jail, but their heart is not in the jail.
第三种就是肉身不做监牢，可是心灵做监牢。
The third type of person is their physical body is not in the prison, but their heart is in prison.
今天我们如果来到主耶稣面前
，Today if we come before Jesus,
我们肉身不做监牢，我们的心灵也不做监牢。
We our physical body and our heart will not be locked in the prison.
因为我们得到自由。
Because we have gained freedom.
耶稣与我们同在。
Jesus abides with us.
所以主耶稣说，天父叫你自由，你就真自由。
Jesus said that if God, our heavenly Father, gives you true freedom, then you are free.
哎，这个就是神的恩赐啊。
This is actually a grace of God.
啊，这个。啊，有一次我到伯恩教会。
One time I went to Baldwin Church.
啊，有一个弟兄啊，他刚信主不久。
There's a brother who recently believed.
啊，他聚会完跟我讲他信主的经过。
After the service, he told me how he came to believe in Christ.
啊，他说他在1995年的时候到这个 Phoenix 去读书。
In 1995, he went to Phoenix to study.
那因为在学校里面啊，啊，交了不好的朋友。
And he befriended some bad friends in school.
啊，结果开始吸毒了。
And he started to take drugs.
结果越吸越严重。
And his situation became worse.
严重到他被毒品捆绑了。
And he was actually bounded by drugs.
他不但很痛苦啊，连他家里的人也很痛苦。
Not only was he living in great pain, but his family also.
啊，所以有一次，啊，他的姐姐到美国来。
One time, his sister came to the U.S.
啊，刚好我们伯恩教会在林恩布道会。
And at that time, Baldwin Church had spiritual convocation.
啊，他姐姐有一个朋友是我们的信徒。
His sister had a friend who was a member of our church.
啊，知道他这个啊朋友的这个弟弟啊是吸毒的。
And this member realized that the friend's brother is actually addicted to drugs.
啊，家里的人都很烦恼。
And the whole family is worried about him.
所以就传福音给他。
So she preached it.
啊，说哦，吸毒真的要改变了，只有靠耶稣。
If you want to get rid of this addiction of drugs, you need to rely on Jesus.
啊，他说啊，那我就跟他打电话。
So this member decided to call him.
那这个啊，这个他的弟弟叫 Jason。
And this brother is called Jason.
啊，所以我们这个信徒就打给他这个朋友的弟弟。
So our member called this brother of the friend.
啊，他接到电话的时候啊，他没有啊，就跟他说我很忙啊，没有空啊。
So after this brother Jason received the phone call, he said he's very busy, has no time.
啊，其实他是借口。
But this was only an excuse.
啊，因为他吸毒之后头发掉了。
Because after being addicted to drugs, he lost all his hair.
也不好意思去。
And he was embarrassed to go.
那如果去可能要戴帽子。
If he go, he has to wear a hat.
也不礼貌。
And it's not polite.
啊，所以就拒绝了。
So he declined.
那我们这个信徒又很有耐心。
So our member has a lot of patience.
又跟他打电话。
Called again.
说 Jason 啊，有空到教会来走走吧。
So said Jason, if you have time, please come to our church.
啊，他就说啊，我还是有很多功课哎。
I still have a lot of studies that I have to complete.
我们这个信徒说，那不然你把教会的地址写下来好了，我电话给你。
So the member said, why don't you go ahead and write down the address and the phone number of this church?
啊，你有空啊，自己来，或者我们去带你。
If you do have time, we'll come pick you up, or you can come by yourself.
啊，所以我们这个信徒就留住址给他。
So our member left the address for the Jason.
啊，那因为啊，伯恩教会的英文字啊。啊，就是很特别。
So the English name of Baldwin Church is very special.
啊，他在写这个住址的时候
，When he was writing the address down，
哎，他就吓了一跳。
He was quite surprised.
哎，因为这个伯恩教会前面这两个字哦。
Because Baldwin Church this word.
他在写这个 BALD 的时候
，When he was writing BALD，
他说：“哎，神怎么知道我秃头啊？”
God, how come God knows that I am bald?
而且 又说，诶，是主耶稣要我去战胜秃头吗？
Does that mean Jesus wants me to overcome baldness?
哦，越写的时候觉得越奇妙。
So the more he writes, the more surprised he is.
后来真的来了。
So later he did come.
来的时候啊，十二月底我们教会有在办学生灵恩会啊。
And end of December, our church has student spiritual convocation.
啊，他看到那么多年轻人在一起啊，很感动。
When he saw so many youth, he was touched.
祷告的时候啊，他也到前面来祷告。
During prayer, he came to the front to pray.
圣灵感动他。
The Holy Spirit moved him.
他很喜欢。
He was very joyous.
第二天又来了。
Second day, he came again.
结果第二天来，得到圣灵了。
He received the Holy Spirit second day.
他说他得到圣灵的时候被圣灵充满。
He said that when he got the Holy Spirit, he was filled with Holy Spirit.
他整个人都改变了。
He transformed completely.
他告诉我。
He told me,
他说得到圣灵很奇妙。
It's really miraculous how I received Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵降在他身上的时候，
When the Holy Spirit came upon him,
他好像被火烧掉了。
He feels as if he was burned by the fire.
有一股热流这样从头一直灌到脚底了。
There's a very hot current that came from his head all the way to his feet.
真的神的灵在人的身上，那个人就得到自由。
It's true that when God's Spirit is on the person is freed.
他说他以前吸毒的我啊，就被烧掉了。
And he said that the old me addicted to drug was burned away.
所以他得到圣灵以后，他就不吸毒了。
So after receiving the Holy Spirit, he no longer takes drugs.
啊，所以他在2001年的三月就受洗了。
So in March of 2001, he was baptized.
啊，主耶稣让他战胜秃头。
God helped him to, Jesus helped him to overcome baldness.
对，也让他战胜毒品。
Also overcoming drug addiction.
啊，能够胜过恶者。
And overcome Satan, the evil.
这个是他找到活水呢。
He has found the living water.
一个人离开神，就失去了这个活水。
If one depart from God, then one has lost this living water.
我们看耶利米书。
Let us look at Jeremiah.
耶利米书。
Jeremiah.
啊，第二章。
Chapter 2.
耶利米书。
Jeremiah 2.
耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
十三节。
Verse 13.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。离弃真神是一件恶事。
To depart from God is actually a sinful thing.
啊，去敬拜偶像也是一件恶事。
To worship the idol is also a sinful thing.
偶像是破裂的池子。
The idol is actually a broken water jar.
活水的泉源就是我们要信靠的真神。
And the living water is the God, true God that we rely on.
但是我们今天人常常拥有破裂的池子，而不寻找活水的泉源。
Yet human beings nowadays, they have this broken jar, but they do not try to find this everlasting living water.
他认为这个毒品是活水啊。
Some people think that drugs is this living water for them.
其实这个不能帮助他。
And this will not help them.
真正他要到主耶稣这里来。
They need to come to Jesus.
所以主耶稣赐给他活水。
So Jesus will give living water.
让他得到生命。
Allow them to gain life.
他得到神的话。
And gain God's words.
他也领受了圣灵。
And receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是活水。
Holy Spirit is the living water.
看约翰福音第七章。
Let us turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
第三十七节。
Verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人渴了。”可以到我这里来喝，信我的，就如圣经所说，从他腹中流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指信他的人要受圣灵，那时候是还没有赐下圣灵，因为耶稣还没有得到荣耀。活水，哎，这个圣灵就是活水。
So this Holy Spirit is a living water.
所以我们要到主耶稣这里来。
So we need to come before Jesus.
领受这个活水。
To receive this living water.
啊，真耶稣教会有真理。
True Jesus Church has truth.
神的话是活水。
God's word is a living water.
我们要像鹿，切慕溪水。
We need to be like the deer and pant for the water.
圣灵是活水。
Holy Spirit is living water.
祂在你的生命当中像活水的江河，活水的泉源。
In your daily life, the Holy Spirit is like this living water gush out of you.
你有那一份的喜乐跟满足。
You have true sense of satisfaction and happiness.
所以你祷告的时候，
So when you pray,
你领受圣灵，
You have Holy Spirit.
你会觉得圣灵会安慰你，会帮助你。
You will feel that the Holy Spirit is helping you to pray, comfort you.
有圣灵中的喜乐。
You have this joy in Holy Spirit.
圣灵是宝贵的。
Holy Spirit is precious.
祷告是甜美的。
And to pray is very sweet.
这个就是真教会的宝。
This is a treasure of true Jesus Church.
我们有时候会觉得说教会都一样。
Sometimes we feel all churches are the same.
但是今天撒旦有时候会模糊人的心。
But sometimes the Satan will obscure the hearts of men.
有的人他信教会，但是没有信到耶稣。
Some people they believe in church, but they have not truly believed in Jesus.
有的信耶稣，可是没有信到真理。
Some people believe in Jesus, but not the truth.
我们真的要去抓到神啊。
We need to truly grasp onto God.
我最近到沙巴的时候，
Recently I went to Saba.
沙巴有一个姐妹叫做陈盈盈。
There's a sister
Chen.
There's a sister Chen.
这个陈姐妹啊，患了很严重的大肠癌。
This sister has contracted colon cancer.
她非常的烦恼，非常的忧虑。
She was very anxious and she was very worried.
这几年来啊，她非常痛苦。
These couple of years, she suffered greatly.
在三年前，
3 years ago,
有人告诉她，
someone told her,
你要去找耶稣，
you need to go find Jesus,
你要去教会，
you need to go to church.
她就一间一间的找，一间一间的去。
So she went to church from church to church.
她这个人很谦卑，
she's a very humble person.
她也很细心的去追求。
She also is very meek to seek.
她知道她要找到真理，找到耶稣。
She knows she needs to seek the truth in Jesus.
后来她剩下两个教会。
So there was two churches left to visit.
她向主耶稣祷告。
She prayed to Jesus.
主耶稣啊，我真的要找你。
Jesus, I really want to find you.
你在哪里啊？
Where are you?
你让我知道。
Let me know, please.
我要抓住你。
I need to grasp onto you.
她祷告的时候，
So when she was praying,
忽然间圣灵感动。
All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit moved her.
有一个声音这样对她说，
And a voice told her,
信仰要有根基。
You need to have roots in your faith.
脚要踏在磐石上。
You need, your feet must be on the foundation.
哇，这两句话很有力量。
These two sentences are very powerful.
他就讲到说根基在哪里。
Where is the foundation?
根基就是教会啊。
The foundation is the church.
教会是真理的柱石和根基啊。
And the foundation is actually the foundation of church.
那磐石在哪里？
Where is this rock?
磐石就是主耶稣。
This rock is Jesus.
所以他开始在祷告。
So when she was praying,
在追求。
When she was pursuing,
她今天信主不是信人。
Today she believed God not human.
她真的要去找到这个根基，找到这个磐石。
She really needed to find the rock and the foundation.
有一天我们的一个信徒遇到她。
One day one of our members met her.
说姐妹啊，你到教会那么久。
So, sister, you've come to church for a while.
你什么时候要受洗呢？
When will you be baptized?
我们很欢迎，很高兴你能够来加入我们这个爱的家庭。
We really welcome you to join our family of love.
他说让我考虑三个月吧。
So she said, let me think about it for 3 months.
一天一天过了。
And every day passed.
其实他是随便讲的。
And she had just said that without thinking.
三个月到的时候，
After 3 months,
那一天刚好是教会洗礼要报名的时候。
That same day was a day that people they registered for to be baptized.
她前一个晚上做了一个梦。
And previous night she had a dream.
这个梦很奇妙。
It's a very strange dream.
她梦见两个水井。
She dreamed about two wells.
这个水井都是一样的。
And these two wells had the same circumference.
外观都一样。
And the outer appearance looked the same.
她就很好奇的就走到那个左边那个井去看。
So she was very curious, so she went to the well on the left.
结果一看，
And so she looked in.
这个井里面暗暗的，没有东西啦。
She looked inside the well and it was darkness. There was nothing in there.
是一个孤井啊。
So it was an isolated well.
虽然是井，没有水。
Although it's a well, has no water.
她又走到右边这个井。
And later on, she walked to the well on the right.
她就看到这个井。
And she looked in the well.
哇，这个井里面有水。
There's water in this well.
很清澈。
Very clear water.
可以看到底。
You could see the bottom of the well.
她看到这个井水就很喜乐。
She was very joyous when she saw it.
这个泉源一直涌上来。
And it seems like this water keeps welling up.
她忽然间有一个直觉啊。
And she had a sense.
主耶稣要我找的。
That Jesus want me to find.
是要有圣灵的教会。
It's a church of with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是活水啊。
Because Holy Spirit is a living water.
所以他要真正去追求。
So she has to pursue.
所以我们信仰哦，要去找到真正的答案。
So in our faith, we need to find the true answer.
但是答案在圣经里面。
But the answer is in the Bible.
在主里面。
It's in the Lord.
在神里头。
In God.
所以我们也求主开我们的心门。
So we ask God to open our hearts.
啊，让我们都能够真正的找到活水。
Allowing us to find the true living water.
能够到主耶稣这里来。
So we can come before Jesus.
啊，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
May Jesus bless everyone.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
70首。
70.
们请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
好，我们一方面可以借这个机会来祈求灵恩。
On one hand, we can ask God for grace.
好，也可以来求圣灵。
We also ask God for Holy Spirit.
其实我们只要有心。
If we have the heart.
好，你在信仰上可以得到很宝贵的体验。
In our journey of faith, we can gain a lot of experience.
虽然我们在世上是过着井水的生活。
Although in our lives we live in the well water.
因为我们有了耶稣。
Because we have Jesus.
可以过着活水的人生。
We can live in the living water.
让你的生命中有平安喜乐。
So that in our lives we have joy and
peace. 得到真正的依靠。
And we have true reliance.
所以当你有任何的心事。
So if we have any things that worry us.
或者你有任何事情你都可以向主祷告。
No matter what things you can petition.
主他是无所不知。
And ask God. God is all knowing.
只要你坦然无惧来到他的面前。
If you have no fear and you come before him.
他必施恩帮助你。
He will give you grace and he will help you.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.
我们要祈求灵恩可以到前面来。
If you want to ask for grace and blessings, please come to the front.